Today's shiur is Masechet Brachos Daf Yud Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Yud Beis on the Beis at the banner of the Amid at the Mishnah. Teaches us the Mishnah Maskirim Yitzias Mitzrayim Balailas. We have an obligation to say Yitzias Mitzrayim at night. And as the Rishonim explained, even though the third perek of Krishma, the Parsha Vayomer, speaks about Tzitzis, and Tzitzis, the Torah says, Risim Isoi, Laila, Lavzman Tzitzis, but because that parasha does contain in it, mention in it, the din of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we're learning that Yetzias Mitzrayim must be said at night as well. Amma Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hareini kiven shim shana, I am like 70 years old, v'lo zechisi sh'ta'ayma Yetzias Mitzrayim b'laylis. I was never zoicha that Yetzias Mitzrayim should be said by night, Achadarsha ben Zoma, until ben Zoma said the following drasha. So we know that two pshatim in what the Mishnah means when ben Azai says, when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Harei ani kiven shim shana. One pshat is that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed to the Nesias at the age of 18, as we're going to learn in our Masechta and the Chavches Amar Aleph. And he was a young man, he was 18 years old. And of course, people would not necessarily show him the proper respect. So it was a tremendous nace that happened, and he grew long white hair overnight, long white beard overnight, and he looked like an elderly person. The Rambam has a different pshat, which works perhaps even better with our Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, although he was a young man, spent his life learning Torah. And because he spent his life learning Torah, he became weak, and therefore he looked like an older person. So that's what the Mishnah is saying, that even though I look so old because I worked so hard on learning Torah, still, I wasn't zoicha Shetayim Yetzias Mitzrayim Belailas, that people should mention Yetzias Mitzrayim benight, Achadarsha ben Zoyma. And even the other Mepharshim explain that the way to understand the Mishnah is that he's saying this Nais that we just mentioned from the Mishnah, from the Gemara and Afchav Ches, happened because obviously he was a great person. But even though he was such a great person, it doesn't make a difference. Until Ben Zoyma said the drasha, that's when the halacha was accepted. And I saw from Rav Cheskel Levenstein Zatzal to say pshat in the Mishnah. He says, a person could be a great person. A person could be a great Talmud Chochem with Nisim and a very important position. But for his Divrei Torah to be accepted, it has to be based on a pasuk. When Ben Zoyma was able to prove from a pasuk that the halacha follows Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, then and only then did the halacha get established that way. Shnema, as the pasuk says, "Lamantiskos yamtzeiskom eretz Mitzrayim kol yamei chayecha hayomim." The yamei chayecha refers to the days, and kol yamei chayecha, when the Torah adds the word kol, it comes to include the nights. The Chamaimrim, whereas the Chamu disagree, they say Yimei Chayecha means Ha'olam Hazeb. Kol Lahavi L'mayis Mashiach, as we're going to discuss in the Gemara Mitzvashem, that even when Mashiach comes, B'mheir B'yameinu, we will still have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. So I saw a nice pshat from the Sefer Birchas Hashir. What does it mean? He says that in the world we live in, we know there is death. People pass away. But in the world that come, when Mashiach comes, the Ubila Hamavis Lanetzach. So says the Sayyid Chachamim, Yimei Chayecha, the life that we live in Olam Hazeh is a limited life because there is death after that life. However, kol yimei chayecha, when will there be a full life? There will be a full life, l'hovi l'moisa Mashiach. When Mashiach comes, then there will be a full life. Says the Gemara, with no death. Tanya amalam zoyim l'chachomim. V'chi maskirim yitzis mitzrayim l'moisa Mashiach. Will we indeed mention yitzis mitzrayim when Mashiach comes? V'loi kvanema, doesn't the Pasuk say, hinei yomim bo'am num Hashem. V'loi yomir oid, there are days that are coming, says Hashem. V'loi yomir oid chai Hashem Hashalos b'nei Yisrael me'etz Mitzrayim. We will no longer say about Hashem that Hashem was the one that took us out of Mitzrayim. Rather, what will we say? Kim chai Hashem Hashalov Hashahevi Yisrael 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 me'etz Tzufayna. He brought us out from the lands of the north. U'mikol ha'arutzois ashi dachtim sham. From the different lands where Klal Yisrael is in Golus. Amr loy, so they said to him, loy, shetok yitzis Mitzrayim mekaymai. It doesn't mean that we will no longer mention yitzis Mitzrayim. Ella, shetay shivad malchis ikur. What it means to say is, speaking about going out of this Golus will be what we speak about primarily. Yitzis Mitzrayim, speaking about yitzis Mitzrayim will be tofaloy. So I saw a beautiful pshat from the Tenkerov. He says, when we say the simonim, Pesach by night, by the Seder, so when we say Magid, we say that we're going to say the Haggadah until Gol Yisrael. What we're supposed to say is that until Gol Yisrael, we're saying the Haggadah. Until the ultimate Gula goes, comes, B'mher B'yameinu, what we speak about is Yetzias Mitzrayim. But once, emitz Hashem, b'meheir b'yameinu, we get to Gol Yisrael, then we won't be saying the Haggadah. Because as our Gemara just taught us, Yetzias Mitzrayim will be secondary. Then we will say, as we say in the Haggadah, v'noim lefonav shir chadash, there'll be a new song. The song of the Gula, the song of the Gula from Yetzias Mitzrayim. We find a similar halacha. The Torah says, "Lo yikare shimcha oyd Yaakov." The Torah says, "Your name will no longer be Yaakov." Ki im Yisrael yishmecha. But says the Gemara, "Not lo yishyaka Yaakov mekaymei." It doesn't mean that Yaakov will never be called by the name of Yaakov. El Yisrael iker. The main name is Yaakov is primarily. Main name is Yisrael, V'Yaakov Tafeloi. Yaakov is only a tafel to the name Yisrael. V'chein Oimer, and similarly it says in the Pasuk, when Mashiach comes, Altisku Rishonis, V'kedmonius Altisboinenu, Altisku Rishonis V'Shivit Malchus. We won't speak about the Shivit Malchus, V'kedmonius Altisboinenu V'Yitzis Mitzrayim. What it means to say is, when Mashiach comes, we won't spend a lot of time speaking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, but we will, of course, continue to speak about it. And the Pasuk continues saying what the Gemara continues explaining that Pasuk. The Pasuk says, "Hinni oisa chadosha ato titzmach." I'm going to make new miracles. What does that refer to? Taner of Yosef, Zumachemus Goy Gemogog. When Mashiach comes, Meheri Yomeinu, we will see tremendous nisim. So I saw that the Tzemach Tzedek from Lubavitch asks, if our Gemara says, Loishi Yaakov Mekoymoi, El Yisrael Ikav Yaakov Tafeloi, so why, when we say Shemana Esrei, do we say, the Shem Yaakov. Shouldn't we say Yisrael? We say Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. But if Yisrael is Yaakov Avinu's primary name, shouldn't we say Yisrael rather than Yaakov? So he says, there's a pasuk that we say in Tehillim. The pasuk in Tehillim says, Lule Hashem Shehaya Lonu Yoimen Yisrael. So he says, if you look at the words Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, there are 26 letters, which is the gematria of the Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. But if we would have said Yisrael, then it wouldn't be 26 letters. It would be 27 letters. And Chazal, who were Mesakin the Shemoneh Esrei wanted it to be specifically 26 letters like the Shem Hashem. So we say, Lulei Hashem Shehayolonu, if not that we wanted it to equal Hashem Yudkei Vavkei, Yoyvino Yisrael, we would have indeed said Yisrael. But because we want it to be Hashem, we want it to be Begematria Hashem, that's why it's 26 letters, and we say Yaakov and not Yisrael. Mashal Ma'al David Omer. So the Gemara gives a mashal what how the later Nisim will be greater than the earlier Nisim. Lodim Shayel Baderech. A person was traveling on the road, or Pog Vazev, and he's confronted by a wolf, and Nitzim Amenu, and Hashem saves him. So he tells everyone the great nes that happened to him with the wolf. Pogbari, and then he continues walking, and an Ari meets him. Venitzel Menu. So now that was a greater nes. So now Vahim Sapa Hoylch Mas Ari. Pogba Nochesh Venitzel Menu. And now he meets a snake, Shachema, which is the most dangerous, because a lion or a wolf will not necessarily start up with a person if the person doesn't start up with him. Whereas a snake doesn't care. So now, he forgets saying, he no longer speaks about those two nisim. Now he speaks about the snake. Af kach Yisrael. So too is about Klal Yisrael. Tzoros achroinus mishachos is rishonus. The later tzoros make us forget the earlier tzoros. So the question is, here we're trying to say that we do mention the earlier Nisim, Mitzrayim. And from here it seems that we won't. So the Mashah says that the reason we mention Mitzrayim, maybe al pisechel, maybe logically we ought not to mention Mitzrayim. But because the Torah tells us to mention Mitzrayim, so even though naturally maybe we wouldn't, but we do because we do what the Torah says. Avram, says the Gemara, who Avram? Betchila, first he was called Av LaRom. Ubsaif, afterwards Nasa Av L'Chola Olam Kulay. Sarai is Sarah. Betchila Nasa Sarai Lumasa. At the beginning, she was just sorry for her own people. Ubsaif Nasa Sarah L'Chola Olam Kulay. She became Sarah for the whole world. So as the Mashah explains, we know that Avram and Sarah were really not able to have children. There was a nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed that they were able to have children. So if they wouldn't have had children, their people knowing about them would have been limited to to where they lived. There they were famous, they were well known. But Baruch Hashem, once they had children, and Klal Yisrael spread all over the world, and everybody knows the greatness of the Jewish people, So the knowledge of Avram and Sarah no longer is just limited to where they lived. The knowledge of Avram and Sarah spreads throughout the whole world. Tani b'kapara, kol akari la'avram, whoever calls Avram Avinu Avram, over b'asei. Shenema, as the pasuk says, v'hoyu shimcha Avram. Rabbi Elazar Omer, even more so, over b'lav. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'lo yikari Oida Shimcha Avram. Torah says, don't call him no anymore Avram. El Me'ata asked the Gemara, if that's the case, HaKairul Sora Sorai, if somebody calls Sora Sorai, Hochinami, that ought to be the halacha as well. Answers the Gemara, Hosom Kuch Bruch Amal Avram, Sorai Ishtacholoi Sukore Shema Sorai, Ki Sora Shema. It's only a message to Avram Avinu, whereas the din, that whereas when the pasuk says to Avram Avinu, you should no longer be called Avram, it wasn't a message just to him, it was a message to the whole world. Elamata, so ask the Gemara if that's the case, HaKarel Yaakov Yaakov HaKanami, the same halacha ought to apply, if somebody calls Yaakov, Yaakov. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hosam Da'ad Rikro. The pasuk itself calls Yaakov, Yaakov. The Ksiv, the Yom El Kim Yisrael, Maris Halayla, the Yom Yaakov Yaakov. Master of Yosef Bar Ovin, Vitamer of Yosef Bar Zvida, if the fact that the Pasuk calls him by that name is an indication that that is the name he should be called by, so if that's the case, the Pasuk says, we say it every day, Ato Hashem Elokim, Ashebachata Ba'avram. Amalei, he responded, Hosam hu the Novi kamasad l'shvachet rechmana. The Novi just repeating, Maida Havim Mikorah, repeating the history of Klal Yisrael. So we see clearly in the Gemara that the Gemara differentiates between Avram being called Avraham, Avram being called Avram again, whereas Yaakov in Yisrael. Why is there a difference? So one pshat that the Mashal suggests is that our Gemara says that Avram represents that he was only the Av for his nation. And Avram represents that he's Na'av L'Hamoyin Goyim. So by calling him Avram, where you're embarrassing him. Yaakov, there's nothing embarrassing about, and therefore he's continued to be called Yaakov. Another pshat that the Kosev in Dein Yaakov says, Yaakov was called Yaakov, as the Pasuk says, Yodai Echezes Bakev Esav. He was still only holding on the foot of Esav, but were not able to hold on to his head. And unfortunately, that is still very relevant till this very day, that we have to live in Golus under people who want to destroy us. And therefore, Yaakov is a name that still belongs nowadays. Another pshat that the Chizkuni suggests, he says that Yaakov, as we just said, the Torah says, represents the Yodai Echezes Bakev Esav. So one would think that it represents something improper that Yaakov did. So we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that that should be his name. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Another pshat that the Torah Shleima says is that Avram and Avram are essentially the same name. And therefore, once Hashem says, call him Avram, we can't call him Avram. Whereas Yaakov and Yisrael are two totally different names. And therefore, there's no reason why Yaakov should disappear just because of Yisrael. Another pshat is that who gave Avram the name Avram? Terach. And since he was given that name Terach, by Terach, the Rasha, that's not a name we want to remember him by. Whereas Yaakov was given his name by Yitzchak, the Tzaddik, so it's a name we want to remember him by. The same line of reasoning I saw from the Barbanel. Avram, usually when is a Jewish boy given a name? A Jewish boy is given a name by his bris. Avram Avinu didn't have a bris when he was 8 days old. So the name that he was given, Avram, wasn't by a bris, and therefore it should not be remembered. Whereas Yaakov Avinu's name, Yaakov, was given to him by a bris. A name that's given to a Jewish child by the bris should be mentioned. It's interesting that this halacha about calling Avram, etc., is not mentioned in the Poskim. And some say the reason it's not mentioned, two reasons. Either because it's something that came up before Matan Torah, and anything that came up before Matan Torah is not considered a mitzvah we need to follow. Another pshat that I saw is that the name is that it really is connected to the machloikus in our Mishnah between Ben Zoyman and the Chachamim, and therefore not the Chacham don't necessarily hold this halacha. I saw a pshat that why indeed is Yaakov's name remaining Yaakov, whereas and Yisrael, because the Jewish people have two ways of being considered choshev, significant. One is when you compare them to the Umas Olam, and one is when you look at them for themselves. Not always in our history have we been on the Madrega that we deserve to be given credit for our own choshevus. So the Gemara is teaching us. There are two ways of looking at us. It could be Yaakov, where we are compared to Esav, or it could be Yisrael, where we look at our own value. And the Torah says sometimes we have to view our value only compared to the Umas Ha'olam. Hadronloch Me'emesai, Hadronloch Me'emesai, Hadronloch Me'emesai. We begin the next Perek Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach with speaking about how to fulfill the mitzvah of Krishma. Says the Mishnah, Yikar B'Torah, somebody was learning Torah, V'giyaz Man HaMikra, and the time for saying Krishma arrived, Im Kiven Liba Yotza. If he was Mechavin, he was Yotza. And as the Rishonim say, from here we can learn a number of very important halachas. Firstly, we see that the parashas of Krishma don't have to be read necessarily in the order that we normally read it. Because if he's just learning from the pasuk, he's reading from the Chumash, these parashas aren't together and they're not even in the order we say them. We also see that if you have a pause between saying the sections of Krishma, he still is mekayim the mitzvah. Because this person is reading the Torah and there are big breaks between those parashas in the Torah, and still the Mishnah teaches us that yoytza. And we also see from here that the brachas, saying the brachas Krishma, are not ma'akiv, because he's obviously just saying the brachas of Krishma. Teaches us the prakim, in between the prakim of Krishma, which will be identified soon in the Mishnah, shoyel mipnei ha'kovid, he can respond to somebody he needs to give cover to. Rashi explains that's like his father, his Rebbe, somebody who's an important individual. So he could reach out to say Shalom. Umeshiv, and he could certainly, if that person greeted him, he could answer. Ube'emtza, but where it's in the middle of Krishma. Shoyal Ubnei Yira, he only can ask for somebody that he has to fear. And here there's a very big machlokes. What is the definition of yira? Rashi's explanation is that yira is that there's a concern that if you won't show this person the respect, then you could get in danger of getting killed. Whereas other Rishonim say that it's anybody that the Torah says you have to fear. And the Torah says, ish ovi v'imai tero. The Torah says, mayru rabach k'mayru shemayim. We paskin that yira means somebody we fear to do us harm. So it's emtza perik, shoyal mnei yira umeshiv, divir emeya. Yudaima, emtza perik, shoyal mnei yira. We could initiate to somebody of yira, umeshiv mnei akovid, uva prokim, shoyal mnei akovid. We could start with anybody that this we have to give cover to, or Meshu Shal Mechol Adam. So the Mishnah immediately identifies. Ela Bein Parakim, what is the definition of Bein Parakim? Bein Bracha Rishon L'Shniya. Bein Shniya between the first Bracha and the second Bracha. Bein Shniya between the second Bracha and Shema. Bein Shema L'Vahoyim Shemaya. Bein Vahoyim Shemaya L'Yomer. Bein Yomer L'Vahemes V'Yatzif. Rav Yehuda Omer, Bein Yomer L'Vahemes V'Yatzif L'Yafsik. There's a very important point not to ever be mafsik between emes and yatzif. This machlokes Rishonim, what does he mean? The Rambam says that it's considered like emtza perik, but other Rishonim hold that it's not even considered like emtza perik. There you're never allowed to stop. So halacha lemaisa, the Paiskim teach us that the halacha is that, as we're going to learn, Shoyal of Ne'ayira, Mesh of Ne'ayakovid, by the Perik and by Emtza Perik. However, the halacha is that's only when there's a real fear. In the world that we live in, that people don't always greet everyone else with that Shalom, or they don't necessarily greet everybody immediately with that Shalom, then the halacha is we're not allowed to do it. Furthermore, Bemtza Perik, when the halacha is you're allowed to interrupt, the halacha is that's the best thing is not to stop in the middle of a pasuk, to at least finish that pasuk that you're saying and then do what you need to do. The Chinuch says that greeting somebody is mutter, as we just said, only if we suspect that the person will be insulted if not greeted. But if we don't think that the person will get offended by us not greeting him, then we don't have to greet him. And therefore, as I said, the Magen Avraham says, since nowadays most people don't get offended, the halacha doesn't apply. Why does it apply? The question is, what about if you're saying Shema and the Tzibur is saying Kedusha? So Tosfos, here on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Divrei Maskil Shoyel, says that you could interrupt Shema to answer Kedusha together with the Tzibur, because saying Kedusha is certainly no less than Mepnei HaKovid. Rabbeinu Yoina disagrees. He says, since somebody saying Shema is already showing the proper respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he doesn't need to interrupt the Shema with another act of Kovid. And therefore, says the Bechor Shor, Hashem, going back to the Magen Avraham that we mentioned a moment ago, will not kaviyochel get offended if we don't answer Kedusha. However, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like Tosfos, that even during Shema, you could say Kedusha, what means when you could say Kedusha, that means you could only say Kadosh, 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 and Baruch. And for Kaddish, you should say Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah, and any Amen that follows the words that Miriam Ba'oma, you could answer Baruch Hu, and you could say the first three words of Moedim. And the Ramah says you could also answer Amen to the Bracha of Hakel HaKadosh and Shemeya Tefillah. Amar Rav Shuban Karcha, continues the Mishnah. Amar Rav Shuban Karcha, Lama Kabna Pasha Shema Alvayim Shemaya. Why is the order of Shema before Vahayim Shemaya? And as the Rishonim explain, it can't be because the Torah is following the order that was stated in the Chumash. Because if that would be the case, then Vayomer comes before the other parashiyos. So Vayomer should be said first. But the reason is, Kedei Shekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim Techila, a person has to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. V'akach Mekabel Ol Ol Mitzvahs. And why is Vayomer Shemayim precede Vayomer? Vayomer Shemayim Noig B'Yom B'Yom B'Layla. What it says in Vayomer Shemayim applies both by day and by night. Vayomer, as we said earlier, is parashiyos Tzitzis, it's only by day. And as the Meiri explains, a person can't properly fulfill the mitzvahs unless he does Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim first. And therefore, we have to first say Shema Yisrael and Vahafta, and only afterwards can we say Vahayim Shemaya. And in fact, I saw from Rav Dushinsky Zatzal that the minig in Yerushalayim, I think it's the minig by the Talmidei HaGro as well, is that they say Shema Yisrael at every bris before the actual bris milah. And the reason they do so, said Rav Dushinsky, is to teach the Jewish child as he's born Shema, Kabbalos Olmach HaShemayim, Yira HaShemayim, always comes first. So says the Gemara, that our Mishnah said that if he was reading the Torah, im kivan libay. So from here we seem to have a raya, shma mino, the mitzvah tzrichas kavanas. The mitzvah have to have kavana. Because if it didn't have the kavana, what does the Mishnah mean when it says im kivan libay? Says the Gemara, mayim kivan libay means licorice, to say the words. Says the Gemara, that can't be what the Mishnah means. Licorice, because we're referring to a situation of a kakari, of the person is saying the words. Says the Gemara, what the Mishnah means to say is we're talking about a person that's Bekoira Lahagia. He's reading from a Sefer Torah. He's checking a Sefer Torah to see if it's kosher. So the way Rashi explains, so he's not even pronouncing the words. Tosfos disagrees. And Tosfos says, of course you have to pronounce the words. And if you don't pronounce the words, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Rather, Tosfos says what the Mishnah Gemara means to say is that when a sofer checks for the kashrus of a Sefer Torah, and he pronounces the words, so he doesn't necessarily pronounce them the way we pronounce them. He pronounces them the way they're spelled to make sure that the words were being spelled properly. And the chiddush of our Gemara is that even though if he's reading the words that way, if he's careful to read it the way the halacha tells us to read it, he's mekayim the mitzvahs krishma. Tana rabbanan, krishma ksava, you have to say krishma and loshen kodesh, divrei rebbe, v'chom ma'imrim b'chol loshen. It could be said in any language. Says the more my time of the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe say that it has to be in Lashon Kodesh? Omakra, the Pasuk says in Krishma Vahayu. Bavyasun Yehei. You have to say it the way it's brought in the Chumash in Lashon Kodesh. Rabbonim my Tamayu that say you could say it in any language. Omakra Shma, Bechol Lashon Shatashmeya. Any language that you understand. Ask the Gemara, Rebbe Nami Haksiv Shma. Doesn't the Torah say explicitly the word Shema? Home boile, he says that is needed for a different pasuk. The pasuk is coming to teach us Hashme la'oznecha mashata moitz mipicha. You have to hear what you're saying. Rabbanan Savri lo command Amar. Rabbanan, where will they know this halacha? They say lo yishmina la'ozna yotza. That if you didn't hear the words, you still were yotza mitzvahs krishma. Rabbanan Nami asked the Gemara k'siva haya. Doesn't that seem to indicate that it has to be said in Lashon Kodesh? Answers the Gemara, no. They use Vahayu to teach us, Hahumi Boile Shla Yikra L'mafreya, that you shouldn't say Krishma backwards. What it means backwards doesn't mean that one parasha before the other parasha. It means the words in the Psukim or the Psukim should not be said out of the sequence that it was said in the Torah. Rebbe asked the Gemara, from where will he know Shla Yikra L'mafrei Menolei, from where will he know this halacha? Answers the Gemara, Nafkalei Midvarim, and the Torah could have said Dvarim, but the Torah added the hay of Hadvarim to teach us this halacha, the L'mafrei Lo Yotzon. Rabbanan, Dvarim Hadvarim, Lo Darshi, and that's how everything equals out. Says the Gemara, remember the Sovereign Rebbe, so it seems that Rebbe's opinion is, the Chala Torah Kula, B'chol Lashon Nemra. The Rebbe is of the opinion you could always say the Torah in any language. Does Machloikus, what does Kol HaTorah mean? Rashi seems to mean, say it means Kriyas HaTorah. The problem with Rashi's pshat is that Kriyas HaTorah is not a deraisa. So they answer, sometimes Kriyas HaTorah is deraisa. For example, Parsha Zohar. Tosis says that we're referring to different recitations that the Torah requires us to say. Mikra Bikurim, Vidui Meiser, Parshas Chalitza. So the Gemara seems to say, the Rebbe's opinion is, it can be said in any language. These Akadata, B'Loshon Kodesh Nemra, that they all can be said only in Loshon Kodesh. Why do we have to have a special limud for Hoy the Kos Rachman Alamali that Shema must be said in Loshon Kodesh? Answers the Gemara, Itzrich. B'Shem Diksev Shema, since the Torah writes the word Shema, so I would think that Shema means any language, so we need a limud that has to be Lashon Kodesh. Lememer the Sover Rabbanan, the Chol HaTorah Kula B'Lashon Kodesh Nemra. It seems that the Rabbanan's opinion is that you could always say only Lashon Kodesh. This HaKadat B'Chol Lashon Nemra, that always you could say it in every language, why do we need a special limud of Shema, the Kos Rachman Alamali, that it has to be, that it could be in any language? Itzrich. Shundek Sivahayu. Haloch L'maisa, Shema could be said in any language. However, the Mishnah Berurah and the Bi'ur Halacha in Or Chaim Simen Samach Beis Sif Beis says that when it can be said in any language, it has to be a number of conditions. Number one, whereas when you're saying Shema in Lashon Kodesh, even if you don't understand the Shema, you mekayim the mitzvah. If you say it b'chol Lashon, it has to be a language that you understand. And secondly, the Bi'ur Halacha says, it has to be a language that's spoken in the place where you're saying the Shema. Rav Chutna Zatzal, in his Sefer, Torah HaNozer, says he doesn't understand this second condition. What's the difference if the other people where I live understand this language or don't understand the language? As long as I understand the language, I'm a kaim de mitzvah. And there's a very interesting story that I saw that Rav Hutner, when he wrote the Sefer Torah HaNozer, brought it to Rav Chaim Oizer for Haskama, and he showed Rav Chaim Oizer his concern over what the Mishnah, what the Chofetz Chaim held about saying Shema, that it has to be only in the country that speaks that language. So Rav Chaim Oizer told him, you're writing the Sefer, it's appropriate that you should go to Radin, to the Chofetz Chaim, and show him and ask him about your concern. So he came to Radin, and he showed what he wrote the Sefer to the Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Torah's Hanozer. And the Chofetz Chaim said that when I wrote the Mishnah Berura, I went through this sugya very carefully, and I still stand by my original psak that if you want to be yotze b'chol loshon, it has to be where you said, and only if it's in the place where that language is spoken. Tana Rabbanan, as we just learned, for hayu shlo yikrim afreya hadvar malavavka shitei yochatei kol pasha tzrich kavana. I would think that the entire pasha requires kavana. Tamalayma ha'ela. Atkan tzricha kavana, until here kavana is required. Mikan ve'elach ain tzricha kavana divrei Rabbi Elazar. Amar le'Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva says to him, harei oimer asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha. Mikan at alamed shekol ha'parsha kula, that the entire first parsha tzricha kavana. Amar Rabbi Babachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, that's the halacha. Others have this discussion regarding the following brisa. It says in the brisa, "Hakareh Shema Tzorich Shichaven Liboy." Rabbi Acha Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, "Kivin Shichaven Liboy Perek Rishon." If you had kavano in the first perek, Shuvan in Tzorich, more is not required. Amar Rabbi Babachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, "Halok Rabbi Acha Shem Mishum Rabbi Yehuda," that the kavano is by the first parak. And as the Rishonim already say, when we speak here about Kavana, the definition of Kavana means the understanding the words that you say. And the Machloikas is not regarding if you Mekayim the mitzvah, to have Kavana to be Mekayim the mitzvah. The Kavana means to understand what you say. Tanya, Idach, Vahoya, Shlo Yikra Mafreya, as we discussed on Amar Aleph, you shouldn't say Krishma out of sequence. Al vavecha, rezutur oma adkan mitzvahs kavana. Till here you have to have kavana. Mikan ve'elch mitzvahs kriya. The Gemara will immediately explain what this means. Rabbi Yoshi Yomer, adkan mitzvahs kriya. Until the end of the first parak, you have to have kriya. Mikan ve'elch mitzvahs kavana. Ask the Gemara, maishna, again, understanding the brisa simply, why is there a mitzvah kriya in the second section of Shema? Because it says ladabibom, you have to say it. So ask the Gemara in the first parak, hachnami haksiv v'dibartabom. Says the Gemara, hachikam. This is the way to understand Rav Zutra. Atkan, in the first parak, mitzvahs kavana kriya. You have to have two things. You have to have kavana, and you also have to have kriya. Whereas in the second parsha, you don't have to. You have to have kriya, but the kavana of understanding every word isn't essential. Ask the Gemara. Umayshna, why by the first parak is there requirement at kam mitzvahs kavana of a kriya the ksiv? Because in that parak it says both al vavecha and it says v'dibartabam. But ask the Gemara, so in the second parak, hachinami, hasamnami, in the second parak, haksiv al levavchem ledababom, answers the Gemara, that al levavchem is coming to teach us a different halacha. Ha'u boile, we need that to teach us the halacha, l'chrab Yitzchak d'omar, v'samtem is devare ela, shetricha shetaisim k'negra leiv. There it's talking about the tefillin, and the halacha is teaching us that we're supposed to put the tefillin next to our heart. That's where on the arm you shall lay, put the bias of the tefillin shalyad. Amamar, so the Gemara goes back to Rabbi Yoshi's statement. Rabbi Yoshi's at kam mitzvahs kriya, in the first section of Shema, you have to have kriya. Mikam ve'elich, in the second section, you have to have kavana. Ask the Gemara in understanding his opinion. Why in the second section do you have to have kavana? Mishum niksiv al levavchem, which means to have kavana. So ask the Gemara, if that's the way you're learning, hachinami in the first parak, haksiv al levavecha. So shouldn't that indicate that also in the first parak you have to have kavana? Says the Gemara, this is the way to understand Rabbi Yoshiya's opinion. Hachkamer. Atkan, in the first parak you have to have kriya vikavana. Mikan ve'eloch, in the second parasha, you have to have kavana, but the kriya is not essential. Ask the Gemara, umayishno, why in the first parak is there a mitzvah of kriya vikavana? The ksiv, alu vavecha v'dibartabom. So that gives you, alu vavecha talks about the kavana, v'dibartabom speaks about the kriya. Ask the Gemara, ha'asam nami, in the second parak, ha'ksiv alu vavchem, which would indicate the kavana, and it says ladababom, which indicates the kriya. Answers the Gemara, hahu, that the bartabom in the second parasha is coming to teach us a different din. The Torah is coming to teach us the bartabom to teach us vakamichmana. A gemrayu b'neichu Torah, teach your children Torah keichad ligrusubom, so they should become familiar with divrei Torah. So what the Gemara is teaching us is the importance that the Pasuk is teaching us that the chiyuv to teach our children Torah extends that they have to become very familiar with Torah. But now the Gemara says the final opinion. Tana Rabbanan, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Ad Kan Tzricha Kavanas Alev. The Kavana is by the words Shema Yisrael, Divrei Remeya, Amar Rav Halach Kremeya. The Halach is like Kremeya. And it's interesting to point out that we pass in like Kremeya. You have to have the minimum kavanah by Shema Yisrael. In our entire Gemara, Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Olam Voed wasn't really discussed. But even though it really wasn't discussed, the Halach is that Baruch Shem Kvod, you have to have kavanah like in the first parasha. And that's and Baruch Shem is treated like Shema Yisrael. Tanya Sumchas Omer, Kol Amarech BeEchod, whoever extends saying Echod, Marichan Loi Yom Vishnoisov. It's a skula for Ariches Yomim. Omer of Achva Yaakov, Ubedalid, where are you supposed to have this kavana when you say the Dalid? But you have to be careful to pronounce the ches. And the Pashto Pshat in the Gemara is that if you're going to stress the Dalid, you may come to swallow the ches, and you won't pronounce the word properly. It says the Gemara, Rav Yirmiyahu have a Yosef Kameder of Chibar Abba, v'chazi de have a Marach Tuva. He saw him that he was being Marach in saying the word Echad. Omalei, so he told him, once you acknowledge that Hashem is the king on in the four sides of the world, you need not have to have kavana more. There are many discussions about fulfilling this halacha. I saw that the Sefer Yisoid Avoda says that, what does the Gemara mean when it says Kol Marach Be'echod Marichan Lo Yom Vishnoisov? He says that a person, if he goes out to work, and he believes that everything he earns is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how he's Marach the Kriya Shema Kol Hayom. A person who lives the whole day believing that whatever he does really is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such a person is saying Krishma the whole day. So I in fact saw there was once a discussion with the Divrei Yecheskel Shinavarov discussing that if somebody is going to spend time when he's saying Echad with all these machshavas, the word won't come out right. So he said, the Divrei Yecheskel in fact paskin, that what a person should do is he should not spend a lot of time saying the word Echad. It may create that he doesn't say the word properly. Rather, what it means is that he should say the word Echad properly, and then before he continues with Baruch Shem and the rest of Shema, he should have in mind what our Gemara told him to have in mind, and then continue the Kriya Shema. And in fact, I saw from the Sefer Orchus Rabbeinu, from the Stipler, that's what the Stipler did as well, and that is what Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach also did as well. Says the Gemara, Amrav Nosson Bar Mar Ukva Amr Rav Yehuda Al Levavecha Bamida. You have to say Til Al Levavecha Bamida. Al Levavecha. So the Gemara, you have to say Salka Daitach. That word has to be said standing. El Eima Ad Levavecha Bamida. You should not be walking around. Mekanve Elech Loi. Afterwards, you don't have to stay in one place. Rav Yochanan Amar Kol Parsha Kula Bamida. The entire Shema should be said standing in one place. V'az the Rav Yochanan Tamei, Damer Machem, Amar Rav Yochanan, Alok Kribach, Hashem Mishum Rav Yehuda, that the whole first perek should be said standing. We're Makbid, says the Mishnah Brura, only on the word Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem. Tarabon, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Alken, Hashem Echad, Zukriyos Shema Shem Rav Yehuda Nasi. That's all Rav Yehuda Nasi said, because Rav Yehuda Nasi was Tarasayim Nasi. He was teaching Torah all day, so that's all he was able to say of the Shema. Amar Rav Rav Chibab, L'chazin l'Rebbe d'mekaba omach Shemaim. I never saw Rebbe saying Krishma. Amle b'pachsi, b'shor Shemavi yodav alponov. When he put his hands on his eyes, that's when he's mekaba of omach Shemaim. And from there, we have the minig, that when we say Shema, we cover our eyes with our right hand. And the minig is, that's only by Krishma Shel Arvis. But by Krishma Shel Shachris, when we wear a talis, married people, we should cover our eyes with the talis. Chayz v'gamroi, would Rebbe finish saying Shema after the shir? Asked the Gemara. Or ain't a chayz v'gamroi? Would he not? Says the Gemara. And as the Rishonim explained, certainly if he finished the shir before the Zman Krishma was up, he would say it. Question is, if he only finished the shir after, did he finish or not? Bakapa arma ain't a chayz v'gamroi. Rav Shimon Rebbe am a chayz v'gamroi. Amalei bakapar l'shimon Rebbe bishlam l'di da'amina ain't a chayz v'gamroi. That he doesn't finish saying it. Hayin the mehadi Rebbe eshmatzah this b'yitzis Mitzrayim. Rebbe was very careful every day when he said his shir, he should say something that had in it yitzis Mitzrayim. Because as we discussed, we have to say Kriya Shema, so we have to say Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. So he's not saying the Yomer, he should say it that way. El l'doktam et chayz v'gomri lam le'adur, he's going to say the Yomer. Answers the Gemara, even Kriya Shema, even the part of Yetzias Mitzrayim should be said before the Zman Kriya Shema is up. And I saw from Rabbi Pravatsky, the Panovich Rosh Yeshiva, he says that somebody who's teaching Torah is accomplishing what the Shema is all about. And therefore, he could be more lenient in the way he says the Shema. I saw that why is it important to cover the eyes when you say Kriya Shema? So to say, a person having open eyes seems to indicate that he's looking to understand what he's doing. But the way we say Kriya Shema is we're supposed to say Kriya Shema with our eyes closed. We accept whatever Hashem does to us, whatever Hashem does, no matter what. Om Rav Il B'Rei D'Rashmu B'Mat M'Shmei D'Rav. Om Shema Yisrael Shem Echad. V'Nanz B'Shina. Somebody said that pasuk, and then he fell asleep. Yotza. Om Lei Rav Nachman L'Dora Avdei. Psuka Kamon. If you see me falling asleep when I'm saying Shema, Tzaron, do what it takes to wake me up. Tfei, but more than that, loy Tzaru, because that the Ikka Krishma is the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. Omlei, Rav Yosef Rei the Rabba. Avuch Hecha Ovid. What did your father do when he said Shema? Omlei. So he told him, but Psuka Kama, when he said the first Pasuk, have a Kutsar Mahavshe, he did whatever it took to stay up. Tfei, but more than that, loy Mitzaron Nafshe. Amr Rav Yosef Prakton, somebody lying flat on his back, La Yikka Krishma. It's not the right Derech Eretz to say Krishma that way. Mikru de Loy Likri, So it seems that you're not allowed to say Krishna in that fashion. Habmigni, sleeping in that fashion, Shapidami. Ask the Gemara, Rav Shimon Levi, Layit, Amani, the man, the carpet, a carpet. Because it could bring that he should not be in a proper, appropriate appearance. Amri Migni, Kimatsli, Shapidami. When it comes to sleeping, you're allowed to sleep on your side. Mikra, Afagav the Matzli, but when it says Krishma, you shouldn't say it even on your side. It's a lack of respect. Ask the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan Matzli Kari, but that's the way Rabbi Yochanan said Krishma. Answers the Gemara, Shani Rabbi Yochanan the Balbasa Hava. Rabbi Yochanan was heavy, and therefore he had no choice but to say Krishma in such a fashion.